Okay, let's discuss a little Inyan Pesach. The biggest mitzvah on Pesach is the Korban Pesach that we don't have. It's Man Shein Beis HaMikdash time, you don't have the Korban Pesach. The Mishnah is recorded that the Zman HaMikdash, when they had a Korban Pesach, they used to bring a Korban Chagiga Sarba Osa. And every Yontif you bring a Korban Chagiga on Pesach, Shmur Tukim. The Gemara Chagiga has a Tosefta. Gimel Mitzvah in Tzavi Yisrael Baal Yosam LaRegel. When the Bnei Yisrael Ha'ol HaRegel on Pesach Shavuot Sukkis and the Shavuot Shadolim, they have an obligation to participate in three Shabbonis, Riyah, Chagiga, and Simcha. Riyah is Oilos Riyah, Chagiga is a Shalmei Chagiga, and Simcha is also Shalmei Simcha. So that Chagiga has to be brought, has to be Nishkat on Pesach, on Shavuot, and on Sukkis, on the Yontif. If you shecht it before the Yontif begins, then the Gemara says you soften that you're not Yetzer. The Shechita and the Hakrova has to be on the Yontif itself. So the Chagiga Sabbath is a different Chagiga. That's in addition to the Chagiga Sabbath, in addition to the Chagiga that you bring on Pesach, on Yom Tov, on Chalamoyt, and everything happens to be. There was another Chagiga that was brought on Erev Pesach, and that was for the purpose of, in the middle of the Seder, when they served the meal, that they first ate the Korban Chagiga, and then afterwards they ate the Korban Pesach. That's the Mishnah that says the Pesach is Nechal Al Asova. Korban Pesach is supposed to be eaten at the end of the meal. Why is that? Why should the Pesach be Nechal Al Asova? The Tesis and Dafayin Amin Aleph himself and quotes from the Talmud Yerushalmi that this is a Takon Gerabono and Zer Mishum Shvir Asetzen. The Chumash in Parshas Boy has a special din that only applies to Korban Pesach. It doesn't apply to any other Korbanos. It's not allowed to break any bones. That's in the Korban Pesach. That's in Lasish Burbo. You're not allowed to break any bones in the Korban Pesach. Now the Korban Pesach has to be Bashnosa. Has to be before the first birthday. If it's a Pesach Shavuot Shnosa, if it's after the first birthday already, then the korban is no good. It's not kosher for korban Pesach. Now, when are the behemoths born? So human beings are born every day of the year, by day and by night, 354 days a year. People are born by day and by night. There's no system. So slightly, they say it has to do with the Moelet Halvana. They finally came to the realization that the babies are born as a function of the Moelet Halvana. Okay, a little bit. There's a slight difference between the season of the Moelet and the other season. But basically, people are born all year long. Behemoths are not born all year long. The season of the year when the behemoths are usually born is the springtime. And the Korban Pesach, you have to wait till it's 8 days old. The Amishmini, the Hobby, you have to the Korban Ishal Hashem, Shiva Samir Tachasimo. So it's going to be a very young animal. It's just a week old. This is the season that they're born. So by the time it comes down to Pesach, they're just barely 2 weeks old, 2-3 weeks old, maximum a month old. They're not so old. And the bones are very soft, so it's very sharp to make a Shvira Zetza. So if the person is hungry, and they have Yantif, years ago they didn't know that they make a seal on Sinus Clerus. People really did. People were busy running to Yishalayim and bringing the Korban Pesach. They didn't have time to sit down and eat a meal. They were very busy taking care of the Korban Pesach, making arrangements where they're going to eat. So the Tanoim were afraid that when the people would go to eating the Korban Pesach, they may chew into the bones and chew the bones. In Shaykh, the bones are very soft. They won't break their teeth. The korban is only the animal. It's only a week and a half old. It's a young animal. So because that would constitute an aver deraisa, right? So that's in Lasish Bravo. They made a takana mirabon. You should bring a chagiga sabo also an erev Pesach, which you're not yet in the midst of chagiga. Chagiga that's said in Chumash. The chagos most of chag Lashem doesn't mean you should celebrate a holiday. It means you should bring a korban chagiga on one of the days of Pesach. The chagos most of means one day. Not every single day of Pesach. Chagos Moshe, Chag Lashem, Chod Yom Mekoma. That's how the Gemara says, Chod Yom Mekoma. That's the Gemara Chagiga. It means you should celebrate one day by bringing the Korban Chagiga. So in addition to the Korban Chagiga that's mentioned in the Chumash, Chagiga Sabbath is Lav Derayah, Alfi Pasha. That's the Din Takana de Rabbanan. That's how most of the Tanan hold. Chagiga Sabbath is the Takana de Rabbanan. You eat first the Chagiga Sabbath, Leil HaSeder, and then you eat the Korban Pesach HaLasova. You eat the Tezayas of the Korban Pesach at the end of the meal in order that he won't be so starving by the time he comes to eating the Korban Pesach. So there's no hashash that he'll break the Yetzer. So the opinion of the majority of the Tanaim was that if their Pesach falls out on Shabbos, true, the Korban Pesach is Derech Shabbos. That was the whole story. that once Erev Pesach fell out on Shabbos, and the Bnei Bisera were the chief rabbis, and they didn't know whether it's Erev Shabbos or not, and about the mess and what the din is. No, Hillel had just arrived from Babel, and he told them that the din is that, yes, that Erev Pesach is Erev Shabbos. So they resigned from the presidency, and they appointed Hillel as the chief rabbi, just like that. Because he knew one din more than they do. I never saw such a thing. You have it in history, you have the history of the Rishonim, that there was such a time, that the Avos Shvuyim, they go on and tell the whole story that there was a boat, there was four Rabbonim who were traveling on a boat for the purpose of Hachnasas Kala, whatever that means. Hachnasas Kala means establishing a yeshiva, Kala means yeshiva, Hachnasas Kala means a Kala should get married or something. They were traveling for Hachnasas Kala purposes, and then the pirates kidnapped these four rabbonim, and they knew that the Jewish community would pay a lot of ransom to free them, so why should they only sell them to one community? So they divided them in four, and they sold one guy to one community, one guy to another community, a third community, a fourth community. This is the famous story of the Avos Shvuyim. So when one of them came, I think, to Spain, one of them was ransomed in Spain, he walked into shul. After they freed him, walked into shul. And the rabbi was running with the Baal Batim, Mishnah is human. And he was learning the dinim that the Tengodl on Yom Kippur, he does all the Hazor Saddam, and he was learning Mishnah and the Mefarshim on the Mishnah. So it says, HaKol Hazor Tfilah. Every time the Tengodl does a Hazor, he has to dip in his finger and go again, like this. Achas Emailo V'Shevel Amat, he dips in his finger and goes like this. So the rabbi in the community didn't know that that's what he meant. Tfilah means Tfilah, that's stuff. So he said, every time the Tengodl does a Hazor, he has to go to the mikveh. So one of the Baal Batim asked the Kasha, but it says he only goes to the mikveh five times on Yom Kippur. He has it as 55 hazors. So it's already 55 tefillah. So he just stopped, he didn't know the answer. So this man who walked in, one of the Avoshim walked in, he said, no. He says, it doesn't mean a kol hazor tefillah, doesn't mean tefillah saguf in the mikveh, tefillah setzpa. It means you stick your finger in. Every time he goes like that, he can't stick his finger and go one, two, three. Every time he does a hazor, he has to do a tefillah setzpa into the dam. So the rabbi in the community was so inspired. He saw that this man knew how to learn better than him. So he resigned from his rabbanus and he gave it over to the other guy. I don't know how many times it happened in the history of the world. Rabbi resigned when he saw the other guy knew a little bit more than him. Anyway, so this was the story that happened in the days of Hillel. And Hillel came from Baruch. So the majority opinion of the Tanoim is that only Korban Pesach is Dech HaShabbos. Chagigas HaBosah is not Dech HaShabbos. There's a big problem. When in... there was a Pesach Mitzrayim and then there was a Pesach Midbar. When was the Korban Pesach brought in the Midbar? What day of the week was there a Pesach then? The Rashi writes that Shmini l'Miluim was a Sunday. Yom Shmini l'Miluim, Vahi b'Yom HaShmini. Rashi quotes the Medrash, Osa Yom Notal Eser Atoros. That Rosh Chodesh Nisan was the first of 10 different things. It was the first day that Kohanim were doing the Avodah, because the Shiva Simei HaMiluim, the last 7 days in Adar, Moshe Rabbeinu was doing the Avodah. So the first day of the month, it was Rosh Chodesh, and it was the first month of the year, it was Nisan, first month of the year, first day of the month, it was the first day that a Kohen was doing the Avodah, as opposed to Moshe Rabbeinu, and it says that it was a Sunday, and another six firsts. I forgot what the other six are. So it was on a Sunday. So if Rosh Chodesh Nisan was on a Sunday, then the 14th of Adar, by simple calculation, is on a Shabbat. And Pesach is going to be on a Sunday. First day of Adar is Sunday, so the 15th day is going to be the first is Sunday, the 8th is Sunday, the 15th is Sunday. So the 14th is Dech Shabbos. So Pesach Midbar was Dech Shabbos. So they didn't know that. The Medrash said they didn't know that Rashi HaKumish. So also Yom Natal Leser HaTorah. So all the Achronim talk about that. How come they didn't know? So obviously the Bnei Yisrael thought that Pesach Midbar was a Hiru Ashur. So they thought that you cannot learn anything from Pesach Midbar. That's the question. Why should you assume that Pesach Midbar was a Hayru Ashur? Pesach Mitzrayim was a Hayru Ashur. There was no Beit HaMikdash. There was no Mizbeach. There was nothing with nothing. There was Mikdash Saddam was on the Shtei HaMezuzos and the Mashkef. They didn't burn the Imurim on the normal Mizbeach. Everything was Kaka. So Pesach Mitzrayim was purely Hayru Ashur. But Pesach Midbar, why was Pesach Midbar Hayru Ashur? They had a Mishkan. They were Makir of the carpet. Apparently, the Bnei Yisrael felt that Pesach Midbar was also, the Pesach Midbar in Marcus was only the first year. And the rest of the 39 years in the Midbar, they were Midbar for 40 years. They were the 39 years, the Gemara has a tradition, they didn't bring the Korban Pesach. Because an Ara was not allowed to bring the Korban Pesach, and they weren't Malah children, so And Mila Taben is Ma'akev, the father, from eating Korban Pesach. So nobody brought the Pesach in the midbar the last 39 years. But the first year, everybody was Yimach. So the first year, there was Pesach midbar. So apparently, the B'nai B'Seir felt that the Pesach midbar must have been a Hirasha also, and therefore, you cannot learn out anything from the midbar. But Allah Almighty, that's a Ritasma. That Korban Pesach is Berch Hashem. What's with the Chagigus HaBosa? So Ritasma, like the majority of things, Chagigus HaBosa is on the midbar part. There's no Pesach in the Chumash, it's not a Dimon HaPesach. It can't be Berch Hashem. And the Gemara says that there was a minority opinion among the Tanaim that Chagigas HaBosa was a Din Deraisa, and it's also Derech HaShabbos because it took us to Korban Pesach. There is a pasuk and it has the same din in as Korban Pesach. In fact, the Gemara says on Daf Ayin Amud Aleph in Sochin that the Mishnah in Arab Sochin that quotes the Manashtan Alayla Zemikol Alayrus, the Mishnah holds like that minority opinion, even though we don't accept that opinion, because the Mishnah says Manashtana. And says Shabbachol Aleh, we have the Manashtan and the Haggadah that he asked four questions. And Bizman HaTanoim, they asked Bizman HaMikdosh, they asked five questions. They asked a different question. Shabbachol Aleh, the son of Achlan, Basel, Sli, Shabbakam, Avushal, Halayla, Zed, Kulot, Sli. Every other night of the year, whenever you want to eat meat, so you can eat either Sli, Shabbak, or Avushal. You can eat broiled, you can eat roasted, toasted, baked, fried, whatever kind of meat you want. You can prepare the meat however you want. Halayla zeh, kulot zli. Pesach night, everything is royal. So that's the way it says in the Mishnah. Halayla zeh, kulot zli. What do you mean kulot zli? Everything is zli. So the Gemara says that that Mishnah is in accordance with the minority opinion that even a Chagigas HaBasa has to be zli. We don't pass them like that. We pass them Chagigas HaBasa's love their rice. There's no hekish to the Korban Pesach. There's no hukish to anything. It doesn't appear in Chumash. It's only a takana of the Rabbanon, as Tosis explained on Dafayim, the Shem HaYushalmi, to prevent the person from doing a Shmirah Setzim. So he made a takana that you should first eat the Chagigas HaBosa, and then by the time it comes the end of the meal, it's time to eat the Korban Pesach, so he's not going to be starving anymore. So then he won't be so eager to bite into the bones. There's no chashash that he's going to break the bones. But according to the other Tana, Chagigas HaBosa is Mamish has all the same demon as the Korban Pesach of Berech HaShabbos. In fact, the Gemara even raises a question, maybe Chagigas HaBosa has an Issa Shmirah Setzim on it. So then you start to wonder if there's an Issa Shmirah Setzim. So what's the whole need for the Din Deraisa? If you hold Chagigas HaBosa is Deraisa, so what is it all about? It has nothing to do with Shmirah Setzim. If it's Midirabbanon, if it was instituted Midirabbanon, the place is close to the name of Yishalmi, Mishum Shmirah Setzim. But if your Chagigas HaBosa is Deraisa and it's Hukish to the Korban Pesach and it's Derech HaShabbos, Derech HaShabbos, and it has an Issa Shmirah Setzim, it's not in order to prevent people from making a Shmirah Setzim. It has nothing to do. So then Deraisa, then on Leil Pesach, on the Leil Asin, you have to have both Chagigas Erev Pesach and the Korban Pesach as well. Anyway, but we don't pass like that. We pass on Chagigas HaBosa is Lav Deraisa and it's not Derech HaShabbos. So that's why the Pesach has a Yirsa that on Pesach night you have Arba Kosis. In each case you recite a Brach HaLakos. The first Brach HaLakos is Kiddush, second Brach HaLakos is Hashem Yolono, the goal is HaMesenim inside, etc. The third Brach HaLakos is Bichas HaMazen, the fourth Brach HaLakos is Bichas HaShir. That's what the Mishnah calls the Bichas HaShir. That's Nishmas and Nishtabach and Yalalucha. That long, that whole long Nusach, that long Brach. So the Mishnah records what seems to be a dispute between Rav Tarkan and Rabbi Akiva, and what should the Nusach HaBracha be Asher Yolono. So Rav Tarkan has it as a Bracha Tzara. Asher Yolono, regardless how the same is, how you get along with them, Lechel B'matzo Mor, period. That's the whole thing. And Rabbi Akiva has it as a Bracha Arucha. That you begin, a Bracha Arucha means it has more than one theme in it. It has two themes. He thanked the Rabbanu Shalom HaMashiach Yolono, regardless how the same is, Yolono Alala Zal Lechel B'matzo Mor. We appreciate you. Thank you very much that you enabled us to live so long and to participate in the Seder. But then we ask a bakasha for the future. Maybe you live so long to experience in the future the building of the Beis Hamikdash and the Hakrovas Hakod Pesach. So the Mishnah says that was the machlok of Rabbi Akiva and Rav Tarkan. What the Nusach HaBracha is going to Rav Tarkan is the Bracha Tzorah, so it doesn't have to be Chosem is the Baruch, like the time Moshe Lech Menor. You have to say again a Hasim at the end. But according to Rabbi Akiva, since the Bracha Shev Yalon has more than one theme in it, It has to be Pasach is the Baruch and Chosem is the Baruch. So you conclude with the Baruch, Baruch Atah Hashem, Goal Yisrael. What is the Machlokes of Akiva and Rav Tarfon? So the Rambam writes there in the Pirush HaMishnah is that he doesn't think that it's really a Machlokes, just that they lived historically in two different periods. They were contemporaries of each other, but Rav Tarfon was older. Rav Tarfon's main activity was Bizman Abayis. So Rav Tarfon, Bizman Abayis, had a Baruch HaKtorah. Asher Yolon and Gola Sabbath and the Mitzvah began, or Alalaza Lechel Goy, Pesach Matzah Omar. So he's all three. Period. That's the end. What are you going to offer a prayer for next year? We have a Beis HaMikdash this year. So Reb Tarfon is recording what the Nisach HaBracha used to be, Bizman Abayis. And then Reb Akiva, who was a younger contemporary Reb Tarfon, whose main activity was after the Churban Abayis, adds on, he says, you can no longer say the Higyon Alal Zalech about Pesach Matzah Mor. There is no Torah Pesach. Just say, Higyon Alal Zalech about Matzah Mor. And then you add on a Tchina and a Bakasha for the future. Kein Hashem Alkeinu Yagiyenu Lemoyadim Zorgol Macherim Abayim Zashem, etc. We should be zeicha to participate in Achilas HaKorban Pesach. Nech Hashem and Azot and Hapsach. We should eat the Korban Pesach next year. So since the Bracha has more than one theme, it's the Hidoya Al Yishe'ovar. We thank HaKadosh Baruch Hu for the Geula and Bakosha Al Hasid. So that's the definition of a Bracha Lucha. So that's why the Rambam writes, that's why Rabbi Akiva holds that it has to be Chosim Bo Gual Yisrael. You have to have a Chasima. So the Bracha Lucha has to be Posachas Bebarach Vechasem is Bebarach. So in the middle of that Hoysofa that Rabbi Akiva added on, Nech Hashem Min Azvachim Min Apsachim. So Tosis points out that there was some Rishonim who had a Shinui Nusach when the first night of Pesach is Matzoi Shabbos. The Erev Pesach was Chaliyas the Shabbos. So the only thing that's left of Shabbos is the Korban Pesach. But the Chagigas Abasa, the majority opinion among the Tanaim was that it's not Lech Shabbos. In Marcos, there was a minority opinion. But that's not the accepted view. We pass the Chagigas Abasa Lab Deraisa. So it's not Lech Shabbos, only Mishum Shvir Asetza. So then, when Erev Pesach is Chaliyas the Shabbos, you only eat Korban Pesach on Leil HaSeder. You'll eat a Chagigah in the middle of Pesach, either on Yom Tov or on Chol HaMoed. But you won't eat a Chagigah Shabbos, because you're not allowed a Shechta, Korban Chagigah on Yudal. It's not Shabbos, it's not Becha Shabbos. Korban Pesach is Becha Shabbos, but Chagigah is not. So that's why Tosis has such a Shinu Nuska, that whenever Erev Pesach falls out on Shabbos, you switch the phrase. Instead of saying Nech Hashem Min Azrochim and Min Apsochim, you switch it, you say Nech Hashem Min Apsochim and Min Azrochim, because Zrochim means the Shlomim Mother than Korban Pesach. So on a normal year you say Nech Hashem, we should eat the Korban Pesach Min Azrochim and Min Apsochim, we should first eat the Chagigas Abasa and then eat the Korban Pesach. So when it's Erev Pesach Alis B'Shabbos, you can't first eat the Chagigas Abasa, it's not Nech Hashem. So you say Nech Hashem Min Apsochim, the Pesach is Bechah Shabbos on Min HaZochim on Chol HaMoed, on Yom Tov, on Chol HaMoed, on the Shvi'ish of Pesach will bring the Korban Chagigah, the Yom Tov Dikah, the Shabbos is on Dikah Korban Chagigah. The Pesach calls such a Shinui Nusach, and they're not happy about it. They say that that's a joke, because we're not talking about this year, we're talking about next year. We say, Kein Hashem, Kein Aleyach, Yagyenu, Lenoy Adim, Lergol, Machem, Habon, Mutasenu, Lesholim, Smech, and the Binyan Yerech, may the Rabbanu Shalom enable us to live so long, we should see the Binyan Beis HaMikdash, and in the future, when Oich HaShem, we should eat the Korban Pesach. So why should you reverse the Seder just because this year is a Matzoi Shabbos? So what would perhaps make sense is that the year before, that it was this year, Shnas Tav Shin Samach, the year that you know that next year is going to be our Pesach, Chaliyas B'Shabbos, so last year we were praying for this year. We should live so long to experience this year, Pesach, and we should be zeicha to see the Binyan Beis HaMikdash, and to eat the Korban Pesach, and to say, Menach Hashem Min Apsachim and Min Azrachim. Maybe the year before, the Pesach before, a year when it falls out on Matzoi Shabbos, that would make sense to change the Nusach. But then Pesach says, if we're going to have a Binyan Beis HaMikdash, and we may have a Sanhedrin, maybe Mikadosh Al Pi Ariyah. So you never know if any given year is the last Pesach before you're going to have Erev Pesach Chaliyas the Shabbos. Maybe we'll establish a Bez, and the Bez will make Kiddush HaKadosh Al Pi Ariyah, and we won't continue to follow the Luach. The Luach is only called man that you don't have a Bez, the thing the Kaddish Al Pi Ariyah. So that's what Tosafot thinks, the whole thing is a joke. Tosafot says that you shouldn't switch the Nusach at all. You stick with the old Nusach, and Nech Hashem Min Azrachim Min Apsachim, whatever day of the week Pesach happens to fall on. But that's clearly the main mitzvah on Pesach night, is the mitzvah of Korban Pesach. That's what the Rambam writes, that Tosis learns the Pesach is nechal al hasova, means you eat the Korban Pesach at the end of the meal. You don't begin to eat the Korban Pesach when you're starving, because they're afraid mishum shvira sechem. You only begin to eat the Korban Pesach at the end of the meal. The Rambam does not learn like that. The Rambam in Hilchos Korban Pesach understands the halacha, it's a mechilta. It's not really b'seish anymore that you eat the Korban Pesach al hasova. It's a mechilta. So the Rambam quotes the halacha, you eat the Korban Pesach kedei lizboa mimenu. Mazer kedei lizboa mimenu. So from the Rambam it would appear that you eat two kezeisim. You just eat one kezeis, that's not a kedei sviya. You have to have two kezeisim. What that is kedei lizboa mimenu. So the Rambam writes in the Sefer HaMitzvot, what does it mean? Why do you eat tukazesim? Why do you eat tukazesim? That's what the Pesach in Arabic Sochem is bothered with Akasha. It says you shouldn't eat too much on Erev Pesach in the afternoon, because the Neshiyoko Korban Pesach Luteyon. Then the Gemara says, and even this man is there, we don't no longer have a Korban Pesach, the Neshiyoko Masa Luteyon. The Mishnah still applies. But the original din was formulated this man Abayis, the Neshiyoko Korban Pesach Luteyon. So then Tosis says Akashi, because they should have a Korban Pesach with Tayavon. But he used the Korban Pesach on Asov at the end of the meal. It's good dessert. So how is that with Tayavon? So Tosis has difficulty with that. So the Maharam Chalaza, Amsochim points that. But he points to the Rambam, there's no Tasha. The Rambam holds that he took his Eitzim of Korban Pesach. You say Hamotzi, Alachidos Matz in the beginning of the meal, then you eat the Korban Pesach. The first thing, you eat the Kazayt and Korban Pesach. Then you have the soup. And then you have whatever, the gefilte fish. Then you have all the other, the salads, everything else. Then at the end of the meal, you have another kezayis of the Korban Pesach. Alasova. What do you mean? Alasova? Kedei lizboa mimenu. They have two kezayis. What's the significance? According to the Rambam, that's the parrot to the kashya. How can it be that you eat the Korban Pesach, the teyavon, if you eat it at the end of the meal? So the answer is no. You eat it at the beginning of the meal and at the end of the meal. You eat two kezayis. That's how the Rambam read the Mishnah. The Mishnah says, Hashem Shachal Kezayis Yotza. The Yeved, it's the way they had one Kezayis, the way is waiting on everybody else, and they're all eating, and then they divided the whole confessor, they all gobbled everything up, and there's only one Kezayis left, and he only had a go. So the Rambam learns Pshat, Hashem Shachal Kezayis Yotza, the Yeved Yotza, even though he only had one Kezayis, but the Hatzila more correct is to have two Kezayis. Why is it more correct to have two Kezayis? In the Maharil it says like that. In Maharil it says that we eat Afikayim and Zechel of Pesach, which is Nechel at the end. So the big machlokes is in Rishon, what Afikayim is all about. So the Maharil's opinion is that, that like the Rosh, that Tosis and the Rashbam had a different sheet. But the Maharil holds that the Afikayim at the end is only Zechel of Korban Pesach, and then he adds on, and since the Zman Shebeis HaMikdash HaYitam, they already see two Tizayim of Korban Pesach, so min hanachon, the proper thing is to have two kizaisim of the afikoymen zechel of Korban Pesach. So the Taz and the Magen Avraham quote that from the Maharil. They say we never heard of that. They think that the Maharil was not written by the Maharil. The Shadis and Shuvas Maharil were written by him. But this is called the Drushes Maharil. The Drushes is not Drushes, it's like a Siddur, it's like a Lua. It tells you, starts from Chayrish Nisan on the first page. He tells you when you say Tatnam, when you don't say Tatnam, which Piyutim, which Mizmorim, which when you say Slichas and Kinnis and whatever, and which year you say this and which year you say that. So that's called Rosh Hashanah. That was written by one of the Talmudim. So every so often they say the Talmud got it wrong, he made a mistake, and he wrote Fakir. And it's clear that he made a mistake. So here the Kaz and the Magen Avraham say, he must have made a mistake. They never heard of that. That Yit Tu Kizayim of Korban Pesach. They say it's a misprint. What it should say is that you should eat two kezeisim of the afikoymen, because it's zechel of Pesach and zechel of Chagigah. Both. The two korbanos that we no longer have, the Zman Hazeh and Leil HaSeder, Chagigah's Abbas and the Korban Pesach, and it's both of the kezeis of each. So you should have two kezeisim of the afikoymen, echad zechel of Pesach, echad zechel of Chagigah. So the later Mechabrim, the later Sfarim, right? No. The Maharil is no mistake. He's alluding to the Rambam teaching. A lot of strange Maharil. That the later Achrayim and the later Magen Avraham ask a lot of kashas on the Maal Nechazanish, and others say it's enough in the Rambam. So this one also, this is enough in the Rambam. The Rambam writes the famous that he ate two kizaitim from the Korban Pesach. So the Maharil doesn't explain himself, but that's what he writes. He should eat two kizaitim without the kaiman, zechel the Korban Pesach, that every year it was normal to have two kezaitis. So the question, why? If the mitzvah mat is only one kezaitis, the mitzvah mat is only one kezaitis, why is there a mitzvah to have two kezaitis? A carbon pesach, kedei lizboa mimenu, not so much ala sova, but rather kedei lizboa mimenu. So the Rambam in the Sefer HaMitzvahs gives you the explanation. He says, to demonstrate that that's the ikar mitzvah, that you eat carbon pesach, and you eat matzah, and you eat mora, you eat, maybe you eat charoises. The question, what are you supposed to do with charoises? Are you supposed to eat charoises? Or just dip in the mora? And you eat karpat. So in order to demonstrate which is the more important, which is the most important mitzvah from all of these mitzvahs achilas, so the Rambam says, you eat two kizaisim of carbon pesach to demonstrate shehu ha'ikar. Did we ever find such an idea? To demonstrate that this mitzvah is more important than the others, which seem to be competing with each other for significance, that you all look the same, you eat kizais matzah, you eat kizais mori, you eat kizais carbon pesach, you eat karpa, so you want to demonstrate that the karpa is most important, so you took his action. How does that, that's taka, what it represents. So Rabbi Yochum Perla writes, yes, he quotes in Mishnah and Rosh Hashanah, that in the Beit HaMikdash, both on Rosh Hashanah and on Tainiyos, on the Tainis Sibur, they used to blow Tkiyas Shofar and Tkiyas Chatzeitzus simultaneously. Chutz from Beit HaMikdash, in the Beit HaMikdash they blew both simultaneously based on the pasuk of Chatzeitzus called Shofar Hariyu Lifnei HaMelech Hashem. The Gemara says Lifnei HaMelech Hashem only applies in the Beit HaMikdash, in the Azara. So whenever you blow Shofar, that's on Rosh Hashanah, you should blow Chatzeitzus with it. Whenever you blow Chatzeitzus, that's on Tainis Sibur. There's a mitzvah to blow Chatzeitzus. That's the pasuk in Baha'u Eshkol. V'chisov v'mochavam v'yartachan al atzar hatzar v'eshchan. On any tzar, on any tzar. The harriyot v'machasotis v'yishkayt v'mochnei Hashem v'lokeim. So on the tiny sleeper there's a mitzvah kiyas chatzaytis. So chutz v'migmish, that's all you blow. On Rosh Hashanah you only blow shayfa. And on taniyas you only blow chatzaytis. But in the Beit HaMikdash, whenever you blow shayfa you blow chatzaytis. Whenever you blow chatzaytis you blow shayfa. But the Mishnah draws a distinction between the two. On Rosh Hashanah they had the Baal Pekeya blow shofar, he stood in the middle, and the two who were blowing chatzaytis stood on either side, because the Ran on the Mishnah Rosh Hashanah quotes the Gemara that when you have three people walking together on a road, so the godless holach be'emsa, the most important of the three should stand in the middle, should walk in the middle. So here also the Ikar Ayoyim b'shofar, so the one who's blowing the shofar, the Baal Pekeya is blowing shofar is in the middle, and the two chatzaytis minat godim to demonstrate that the shofar is the most important. And then the Mishnah continues to say, Shofar Marech Lechatzeitzus Mekatzeitz, Shemitzus Ayem Meshofar. And you have them blow Shofar twice as long, you have them blow Shofar longer to demonstrate, longer than the blow Chatzeitzus, to demonstrate that the Ike Mitzvah is really the Tkiyah Shofar. On a tiny steeple, when the Ike Mitzvah really is Tkiyah Chatzeitzus, so look to Mekish, that's all you blow. It's on the Chatzeitzus, that's it, the Hatzar Zarez, the Hariyot, the Chatzeitzus, and the Garden. Parshas Kalos, but in the Beit HaMikdash, when you blow both Shofar and Chatzeitzus, so it says you have the one who's blowing the Chatzeitzus in the middle and the two people blowing Shofar on either side. Why did you reverse the order? To demonstrate that the Ikar Mitzvah Hayom is the Chatzeitzus. So the Gadol HaHoylach B'Emtza, the one who's most important, stands in the middle. And the two blowing the Shofar on either side of the Baal Pekeya is blowing the Chatzeitzus. And then the Mishnah continues to say, Shofar Mekatzos Lechatzeitzus Marichas, to demonstrate that Ikar Mitzvah Hayom is the Chatzeitzus. You have them blow the chatzeitzus longer on the tiny sleeper to demonstrate that that's the ikar mitzvah. The Tanya, the Rambam understood that that's the reason for the halacha about Pesach Necham Alah Sova. He understood today was born in it. It doesn't mean Alah Sova, you only eat the Korban Pesach at the end of the meal. The Rambam writes, not true. They ate Korban Pesach at the beginning of the meal, one kazayis, and a kazayis at the end. Hashem Shocha kazayis yotze b'di'evit. If one only had one kazayis, the b'di'evit yotze. But l'chatzila, more correct is to have the two kezaitim. To demonstrate, the Rambam writes in the Sefer HaMitzvahs, when he writes the mitzvah of some Pesach, to demonstrate she'ikar mitzvahs hayayim is the mitzvahs achilas korban pesach. That's the most important from all the mitzvahs achilas pesach is the most important. I don't know. So, could a very good question. According to the Rambam, you have a gezayis from Pesach at the beginning of the meal. How are you going to protect yourself? The Rambam never quotes that Yerushalmi. Tosis quotes that Yerushalmi. Usually the Rambam is the one who quotes more Yerushalmi than Tosis. So here Tosis quotes Yerushalmi and the Rambam never quotes it. And it's problematic. You're coming to Rambam, what's going to protect you? What do you need the whole Chagigas HaBarso for? Tosis says, in the name of the Yerushalmi, because the whole reason why they instituted it in the Rabbanon is to protect people from violating the Yisrael of Shvira Tzetzim in the Korban Pesach. But according to the Rambam, how do you protect them? Is he supposed to be the Kazayis of Korban Pesach in the beginning of the meal? I don't know. It's a good problem.
Also, you put the Rambam holds that it's
yeah, probably. You have everything in the beginning. Yeah. No, I'm from the Bali Atesis. I'm from the Ashkenazi. The Ashkenazi and father, the Bali Atesis, they don't change themselves. So leave it to think.
The
Gemara says the first night of Yom Tov, there is no simcha. The Gemara says because the shchitas shalmei simcha has to be bizman achai, because you shechted and erev Yom Tov, you have Yom Tov. The Gemara says laila harishon of Yom Tov, there is no mitzvah simcha.
I saw the shah,
we make the zechah for the kabbalas at the end of the meal. So the Maharil is right, and not only is it a zechah for the Korban Pesach, we ought to make a zechah for the Chagigas HaBarso also. So he says, he took the zechah at the end. The matzah in the beginning is for the mitzvah matzah. That's not for the zechah for the Korban Pesach. For the matzah at the end, that's the zechah for the Korban Pesach. So he suggested we should have two things. Yeah. Yeah, Rashi and Rashbam are of the opinion that the apikaimen at the end of the meal is not zecha l'korban pesach, but rather the ikar mitzvos matzah. He says that his matzah should be to make the shayikayim, they used to eat the matzah and the maror are in conjunction with the korban pesach. The korban pesach was always eaten at the end of the week, at the end of the meal, nechal ala sova. The way he says it's on his poshik shah, not like the Rambam, nechal ala sova means at the end of the meal, not that yesterday was bom men who took his ace. But as he eat at the end, so they always ate the matzah and the maror, also at the end of the meal, not at the beginning of the meal. That's what the Rosh points out, that according to the Rashbam and the Bali HaPesach, the maror should be eaten at the end of the meal. He says that was their practice. They have, well, we don't do that. We have maror at the beginning of the meal, right after the matzah. So the Bali HaPesach held the matzah they eat in the beginning of the meal is not for the mitzvah matzah. It's just to say hamaitzi. So you won't have to say the zaynus or on some cakes that you're eating or whatever. You won't have to say and whatever you eat. So you always say hamaitzi at the beginning of the meal. Every Shabbos is on time. And that's how the Rashbam and Tosis say, you say hamaitzi in the beginning of the meal. Like you always say hamaitzi to cover everything in the meal. But you really don't have a mind to be out to the mitzvah of matzah with that matzah. You have a mind to be out to the matzah at the end of the meal. I say, how can we say the bracha shikr misham sasana al achilas matzah at the beginning? You should save the brichas hamitzvah till the end of the meal. So that's what they quote from the Gemara. The Gemara discusses what do you do if the person only has one vegetable. and he's going to use the same vegetable both for tarfas and for morah. So one opinion of the Gemara was, you don't say, you say Barfi Hazam when you eat the vegetable as tarfas, but you don't say Al-Achilas morah until later. If he said Amoiti Al-Achilas matah, the next thing you have is morah. So at that time you say the bracha Al-Achilas morah. But it doesn't make sense to say Al-Achilas morah when you eat the same vegetable as karpas, because it's like kavana shalom otis. You have a mind not to be eating in the mitzvah of morah at that time. You want to do the mitzvahs in the correct order. The correct order is lachatzila, first matzah, and then morah. Amatzah and Ram Yachlu, this is Seder over here. So the Gemara comes to the conclusion that we don't pass one step. That even though you have in mind when you eat the vegetable, you're having romaine lettuce both for karpas and for morah. Even though you have in mind not to be yotzei, in most of the Rishonim hold, if you have kavanah shalom otzei, and you're not yotzei the mitzvah of mora at the time that you're eating it is karpas. Nonetheless, the Gemara has an argument, and that's the accepted view halacha lemaisik. Does it make sense? La'acha shemila kreisa hemenu, after he fills his stomach with eating this romaine lettuce, hey chayzim nevarach halo. Does it make sense that only later at the end, when he's about to eat it in the middle of the meal, after Amoitzi, then he recites the bracha al-achilas morah? Makes more sense, the Gemara argues, that if you say al-achilas morah at the beginning of the meal. But that's what Tosafot explains, that's the reason why we say al-achilas matzah at the beginning of the meal also. The truth of the matter is, we don't have in mind at all to be yotzei matzah at the beginning. We have in mind not to be yotzei matzah. We want to be yotzei the mitzvah matzah at the end of the meal by eating afikomen. And Taisis and Rashbam hold that Dika Mitzvah Safikaimen is not a Zechet any Korban Pesach, but rather that Dika Mitzvah Matzah. That's Bizman Shah Beis Hamikdash Ha'ikayim. He thinks the Matzah in the Moir at the end of the meal, not at the beginning of the meal. So, nonetheless, he said the Bracha, Al-Achilas Matzah, the beginning of the Bichas HaMitzvah, Tirishonah, in the first one, Al-Achilas Matzah, the beginning of the meal, because we're going to eat Matzah in the beginning of the meal, in the middle of the meal. Then we're going to come to the end. It's going to look funny. Lacha shemila kreisa himenu heichayz in the vorecha. That's what Tosa says. We say the bracha alachilas mat at the beginning of the meal. And the Rosh Taki quotes, according to the Rashbam in Tosa, he had their haggadah. So their haggadah had morah at the end also. And the junction with Daffy Kenny. Yes, so this man is that we don't have any carbon test. We have no Beis Hamikdash, we don't have any carbon test. But what's the story about Mora of this man is that? Mora of this man is that is only the Rabbanon. Because there's no Beis Hamikdash, there's no carbon test. Exactly what that means is a major machloekis, the Rambam and Tesis. Tesis' opinion is that it depends on this man of Beis Hamikdash or Yikayim as opposed to this man of Beis Hamikdash. This man of Beis Hamikdash or Yikayim, even if you happen to be Kamli or the Derech or Choyko, you personally are not eating Korban Pesach. You're going to eat Korban Pesach on Pesach Sheni. Or you're in Oro, whatever. So you're unable, you're unfit to eat Korban Pesach. Still, there's a mitzvah minatera to eat Mora. Tosafot understands that Mora is an independent mitzvah, separate mitzvah minatera. But the Gemara learns that from Sukkim, Madrasha, from a Pesach, that it's only their right that Bizman Sheh Beis Hamikdash Haikan, Bizman HaTovus HaTovus, Bizman Sheh Beis Hamikdash Kayam, there is no mitzvah Mora. But Bizman Sheh Beis Hamikdash Haikan, the mitzvah Mora existed minatera, even for the people who are unable for some reason or another to eat the Korban Pesach. And the Rambam disagrees with the Tosafot. The Rambam writes the Seirush, both in the Yad HaZaken and the Sefer Mitzvahs, that he's not going to count Moror as an independent mitzvah because it isn't. Moror is only a heder within Korban Pesach. You should eat the Korban Pesach on Matzah Semrari Biachlu. You should eat the Korban Pesach in conjunction with Matzah Moror. Did he ever the Raman quotes from the Mechiltis? If you leave Korban Pesach without the Matamor, you'll be yet to the mitzvah of Korban Pesach. Shalom Bishlein Musa. But when Atzila to fulfill the mitzvah Bishlein Musa, of Achila's Korban Pesach, the proper practice should be to eat the Korban Pesach in conjunction with Matamor. So that's why the Rambam says not only Bizman Azeh is Morer only the Rabbanon, Achila Bizman Amigdash, if you're a Tommy or the Derech of Chayko, an Oral, and for some reason or another, unable to eat for any of the above reasons, you're unable to eat from Pesach, even everybody else is eating from Pesach. So Menater, you don't have to eat Mora either. Mora only exists in Menater, the Torah says share the people. That if you eat the Mora in conjunction with the Korban Pesach, you enhance your Kiyam of Korban Pesach, and it's considered a Kiyam Lamahadri. Yeah, what about matzah? Matzah is also like that. Matzah is also only have share the Tisfa, so that's a Machlokes Samaroyim. Yeah, we pass in the maskana, we pass in the aloha that matzah bizman hazeh, despite the fact that there's no Beit HaMikdash and there's no Korban Pesach. But the Gemara had several Amoraim who held Matzah. They held that just like Gemara of the Zmanah, there's only Rabbanah, and Matzah is also the Rabbanah. However, you understand that, according to the Rambam, it means that Tzidus is Zmanah Nidush, Matzah would only be the Rabbanah if you're not eating Korban Pesach. And according to Tzidus, no, it's Zmanah Nidush. Matzah Gemara do the holiday that exists as an independent mitzvah. I'm sure it is, but whether it depends on Bisman HaMikdash or does not depend on Bisman HaMikdash. So the Rambam writes La Halacha in the Sefer Mitzvos, and the Yad HaZak, he writes in both places. How many mitzvahs are there? Pesach, Matzah, Marseh, he says he's only going to count two, he's not going to count three. Korban Pesach is a separate mitzvah, and Matzah is a separate mitzvah. But Mara, he says, is not really a separate mitzvah. That's how his understanding is. Mara is not a separate mitzvah. It's only Hechsher the Pesach. And the Bisman Shemesh HaMikdash Kaim, and there's no Korban Pesach, so of course there's no Mar. It never existed as a separate mitzvah in Atar. It's only Midirabbanan, it's Zechal HaMikdash. Midirabbanan, it exists independently. But on the level of the ranks, it does not exist as an independent mitzvah. But the Rosh raises a question. The Rosh raised a question. He's not sure whether Mora needs a kazayis or not. So then he's pushing his question. He says, "Well, we say bracha shekin shana b'mitzvot v'sivano al achilas Mora or ben achilas kusim the kazayis." Obviously, Mora needs a kazayis. I've found the Rosh. That's what the Rosh writes. So the Shagasariah is not happy about that Rosh at all. He says, what do you mean? The Rosh begat a Mishnah? The Mishnah says on Lamed Tev. Mishnah on Lamed Hei lists off Eledvarm, Adam Yetzidech Vasa B'Pesach. What's acceptable? What kind of ingredients can you use to bake matzah? So it says, Chit Mesorim Kush Mishvah Lashur Shikvon Hameshis Mini Dovin. That's on Daf Lamed Hei. What kind of flour can you use to make kosher matzah to bake? Then the Mishnah Lamed Tes lists off which vegetables are acceptable for Mara. And then it says, and then the Mishnah continues to say, and if you have a little bit of one, a little bit of the other, umitztak and the kezayis. So the Farish and Mishnah says you need a kezayis. And the Mara has a bryce on the same daf, Lamed Tes on the basis. Mara said bryce and says you need a kezayis. What do you mean? The Rosh wrote an Avi Psochem. So the Rosh forgot that on daf Lamed Tes it says that you need a kezayis. Very strange. And then the Rosh was pushed that you need a kezayis because of the fact that you say the bracha al achilas, ein achilas b'chusim kezayis. So the Shagasariah says, it says in the Chumash, amratus imram yochlu. It says the Rosh and achilas in the Chumash. So why did the Rosh have to quote the Nerusa HaBracha? So that kasha, the latest one, right, that may be a mistake. That kasha may not be an accurate kasha. Amatzis and roaring yoch lu hu means refers back to the Korban Pesach. You should eat the Korban Pesach in conjunction with Matzah. So never really says explicitly in the Chumash the verb achila in connection with mara. But maybe that kasha is a mistake. But so later Akraim say maybe the Shagasai made a mistake in asking that kasha. But then the Shagasai asked another kasha. Somehow the Rosh assumes that there's no pasuk in Chumash that has a verb. Is that correct? There is no pasuk in Chumash that has a verb achila in conjunction with mara. Just in conjunction with the Korban Pesach. So he asks, so why did the Chachamim compose a Nusach HaBrach al Achilas Mor? They should have composed a Nusach HaBrach al Mitzvah Mor. You'd be able to get away with less than a Kazayis. Why did they have to make a signon of a Brach, a Nusach of a Brach al Achilas Mor? And once you say that Brach, you have to eat a Kazayis, and Achilas Chus and a Kazayis. Let them compose a Nusach HaBrach al Mitzvah Mor. So you won't, the Rosh assumes that there's no post in the Chumash that says a Lashon Achilas by Mor. So why should you need a Kazayis? Pakat tell them. So that's how they should learn Pshat, like some Achronim explained in the Rosh. Very strange Rosh. So the Rav learned Pshat that he meant the following. This man shall be tamig nishar yekayim in Mor was the right is up your head. Fully al malo pligi that you need a kezayis. That's what the Mishnah says on Daf Lamed Tes, which start from the kezayis. Of course you need a kezayis and Mor. And the Mor has a brisa that you need a kezayis. Of course you need a kezayis. The Rosh is only mistapik, this man shein beis hamigdash kai. So what's the whole mitzvah of Mor zechel hamigdash? Nu, a zecher. It's not really a mitzvah of achilas mar. It's a mitzvah of zecher. So maybe it can be eitzel zecher with a mashu. Who says that you have to eat dafke kezayis? That's what the Rosh is pushing, not so much from the Nusach HaBrach al Achilas Mor. Maybe Bizman HaMikdash HaBadi say al Achilas Mor and you'll have to eat a Kazayis. Maybe Bizman is that you should change the Nusach HaBrach and say al Mitzvahs Mor. Maybe to make a Zechel HaMikdash, a Zechel HaMor, the one that used to be there, right? So maybe it's efficient if you eat less than a Kazayis. But the Rosh is right, is not so much from the nusach of the bracha, but rather from the fact that there is a bracha. If it would have been only a mitzvah of Zechel HaMikdos, then the Rosh perhaps meant to argue that there shouldn't be any bracha at all. Then the Tanoim and the Amorayim and the Rishonim and the Goyim who lived after the Churban Bayis Sheni should have left out the whole bracha al achilas maror. Why? If it's only Zecher, so that's what the Chagyan Kiv quotes from the Oruch. The Oruch poses a question. As we're about to eat matzah, we say brichas hamitzvah al achilas matzah. As we're about to eat maror, we say bracha al achilas maror, brichas hamitzvah. As we are about to eat korach, we don't say bracha. So the Oruch has a kashya. Why don't you say bracha as you're about to eat korach? So the Shulchan Aruch, they answer that kashya. They say you already said al achilas matzah. You already said al achilas maror. And korach is to satisfy the opinion of Hillel, who said you have to eat the two together. So it says in the Shulchan Aruch, and Mechaber writes this, it's not proper to be mafsik to talk in between the bracha al achilas matzah and al achilas maror and the eating of the korach. Because maybe this is the correct way to fulfill the mitzvah matzah maror. So you already said korach does have a bracha. Doesn't have a bracha al achilas korach. Has a bracha al achilas matzah al achilas maror. And you don't talk from the time you say the bracha to left, the time that you eat the korach. So there is a bichas on mitzvah. So what exactly was the question that the Oruch was asking? But apparently the Oruch was asking that the korach is to make a zechel migdush kehilo. One of making a zechel migdush. So his kasha was when you eat matzah on Leil Pesach, that's a mitzvah matzah. So you say alachilas matzah. You eat maror, that's a mitzvah maror with the rabbanon. When you eat korach, there's no mitzvah korach with the rabbanon. That's a mitzvah to make a zechel migdush. So that was his kasha. Why don't you say a bracha? Hashem kadishanim and mitzvotim tibano. Not al achilas korach. Al achilas. Hashem kadishanim and mitzvotim tibano. Lots of zechel amigdash. You should say such a nusach bracha. This korach amigdash or something like that. Because the Gemara comments on the pasuk in the Navi. See on the Rishayim law. The chalal the bayat risha. The Rebbeinu Shalom is bemoaning the fact that all the Jews leave in Golus. They forgot all about Yerushalayim, they forgot about the Beis Hamikdash, they couldn't care less about Eretz Yisrael. See on Darish Engel. The Gemara says, what a tragedy. Michalal the Navi is rebuking Bnei Yisrael. Michalal the Bayit Risha. The Jews should always have this on their minds. They should always be talking about Eretz Yisrael, Yerushalayim, and Beis Hamikdash. So that's what the Oruch posed the question. As you're about to eat Korach, Korach is a mitzvah to make a Zechel HaMikdash to Hillel. So why not say, Asher Kedishonu Bim Nisos of Tzibonu? Lots of Zechel HaMikdash. So to that question, the Chok Yankov on the bottom of Hilchot Peis, the quotes from the Oruch, that he answers that it doesn't make sense to recite the Bichas HaMitzvah on a mitzvah that's only a Zechel HaMikdash. You only say a bracha on a mitzvah that's a real bona fide mitzvah. Just as a Zechel HaMikdash to make a Zecher, the Chachamim would have been the second of Rosh. So that's what Rav Soloveitchik suggested the Pshat and the Rosh. That the Rosh was wondering whether Bizman HaZeh needed Kizai from Maror, whether Maror Bizman HaZeh is a mitzvah sachilim of the Rabbanah. So he still needed Kizai. The Mishnah Daf Lama test and says he needed Kizai from Maror. That's Bizman Shabbat HaMikdash HaYikayim and Maror was the Raisa. So Abadi needed Kizai. And even though the Pasuk says Amasa Simyom Yochluhu, you should eat the Korban Pesach. Self understood. You should eat the matzah and the maror in conjunction with the Korban Pesach. Right? Achil of Pusim the Kazayis. Abadi needs three Kazayis. A Kazayis of Korban Pesach, a Kazayis of matzah, and Kazayis of maror. But the Rosh was Mesupik about maror Bizman HaZeh. Does it make sense that maror Bizman HaZeh, which is merely Zechel HaMikdash, does it make sense to insist that you have to have a Kazayis? Zechel HaMikdash, maybe you can get away with less than the Kazayis. That's what the Rosh answers wrong. Zechel HaMikdash is what motivated, like we spoke before, that's what motivated the rabbis to institute the Takana of Mora. But once they instituted it, then it's a mitzvah Mora in the Rabbanah. It's not a mitzvah Zechel HaMikdash. And the proof is the fact that there is a bracha. Not the proof is the fact that the nusach HaBracha is al achilas Mora. To say al mitzvah Mora. Say a different nusach. So you won't have to have a kezayit, have a shagazayit kasha. So the answer is, that's how that comes in. The answer is, the Rosh didn't mean to say, and the fact that you said bracha al achilas maror, and that's a hechokah that you need to say. The fact that it is a bracha, if it would have been merely a mitzvah to make a zechel amigdash, then they wouldn't have introduced any brachas on mitzvah at all. So they would have canceled the bracha that existed, bizman amigdash, al achilas maror, they would have canceled it, bizman sheib meis amigdash kaim. They would have said, don't say the bracha, even though you should have maror bizman azeh, but you shouldn't say a bracha, because you never say a bracha on a mitzvah of zechel amigdash. Yes, but the Rosh was proving that that's not correct. The Zechel HaMikdash just what motivated the Chachamim to make that Takana. But what was the Takana? Takana was to eat more in the Rabba. Oh, how do you do? Shalom Aleichem. Yes. This rabbi comes every year, he has a project and he needs some help.
Thank you, Rabbi Shekhar. Rabbi Shekhar knows what I do. We open Pesach around the city, south of Jewish Neshamas. Why we do that? Because the missionary do the same thing. Missionary drew 500 people up their Pesach prayers. And they say, we thank Yeshua for the Shemira Mosque. And many Jews have no idea what's going on. We have a dilemma. We put all our food on Ocean Avenue in New York, truckloads of food in the basement. And it was stolen on us. Where are we going to feed Jewish Hashemites? We're opening a place called Georgie's on 16th Avenue and 43rd Street. It's a shadow place and a restaurant. We're taking over the whole building for 8 days. And then one obstacle, we owe $2,600 from last year. Another year, it'll be another $2,600. So we're going to pay the shrimp. I gave them a check for the cover of money. I get the money in there. As an obstacle, 20 people cash your ovens for us. I called down shoe because I had the way to cash your ovens. I have too many objects. I opened a tourist center in Queens, Rabbi Hirsch. And it runs beautiful. It's on Queens Boulevard. And we're opening 8 days at the Paris Center. We advertise in the Russian newspaper in 300, 200, 100, where you put signs in the community like this. Russian or something, we tell people we're going to pay taxes, Georgies and so forth. We get a lot of Russian response. We need help. Physically, financially, whatever you guys could do. We can help with a little package of the poor people in Queens. Let us know. Anybody lives in Queens, they can get Queens envelopes. We give it to your Rebbe from your shoes, let them give to the Tzedakah Fund. We say, one the Shema, we say, the Rav. I'm doing this over 3 decades. Why am I doing this? I got a smicha. I have 4 graduate degrees. Administrator, certified social worker, master in special education. Can I do this? I think it's every neshama is important to say. I can do what you do. I need help. Everyone must get involved to help us out. Don't say, what's the other guy doing? What's the other guy doing? No other guy is doing this. I opened the Meir Yeshiva on the 8th, Meir Yeshiva I opened up, on the closet way. I opened the Meir Yeshiva for 8 days later. On Thursday night, when Avigdor Miller mentioned to his people, you must help Kelston. 40 of his people came down to Meir Yeshiva, blocked away, you know, the tables, you know, beef. And it was a miracle, he did. I needed people to help us. You can't help us physically. Help us monetarily. Let us pay these bills. We need 100 cases of chicken. 100 cases of wine. We need food to feed the shutters. There are 3 senior centers in Barakoff, and they close on Pesach. We invite them over to our place. We advertise them. There's one church over there which has Jewish people. In Barakoff on 60th Street. None gives me permission to go in there to speak to the Jewish people, and I get them to come to our place. Cost money, cost time. A broker shem, we're doing it. Let us do the job for you. Help us physically. You can't help us monetarily. There's signs in Russian. So you can put it in stores, Russian stores, any stores. You say, one machine, you have the book there. Help us, Justin. I have that little sugar. One more sugar here. It's in Brooklyn, but we don't. If you collect anything here, Rabbi, to pay bills, whatever you guys give, it's a dumpster. I will collect now. I've never collected last year, but I have too much bills. I have no food to feed people. The warehouse was stolen on every house. Motion here. Anybody has warehouses for us? Anybody have provisions for us? Anybody knows anybody else? Food companies, don't give it to me. Georgie's. Anybody heard of Georgie's in Borough Park? A week play, 16th Avenue, 16th Avenue, 46th Street. Bring the food in. We're open the account for you. It'll be there 24 hours. The only provisions, sodas, kosher sodas, fruits. We don't have any 2,000 people. That's why I'm over here. Robert, could I collect over here, Robert?
Okay.
And please, take envelopes and give it to your schools. Maybe they got a certificate for to give it. They want. It's adventurous. Whatever you do, appreciate it. And these are signs. Could we put them up in stores? Any stores. I closed it. I opened 8 days in Manhattan. I opened 8 days in Borough Park. In Queens, which is so unbelievable, we opened the Torah Center 8 days for Pesach. And questions. The rabbi says he's going dry with 8 days. We advertise around the whole community. Signed, six signs posted up. And newspapers, $300 here, $200 there. All across the street, 20 to 30. Whatever you guys do, it's a mitzvah. You're a mensch, you know what we do. And we can give you a share of Cape Highway. Not too far, place like Clinton Road. Not too far from you. 500 Jews go to a church over there, English classes. We go there, we take them, we give them literature, and we say, come to our classes. We have classes in Borough Park, and Flatbush, and Bright. We take them, we teach them the same thing.
How many people live where in Russian areas?
What?
You have Russians in your area?
Yeah, on my house.
Okay. Okay.
If you guys don't do it, nobody else is going to do it. Where am I going to go? She's like, I'm going to do this.
Good, okay.
I don't do anything, you do a missionary. Missionaries have $200 million this year appropriated just to get Jewish neshamas. Every neshama then is important. They believe the more Jews they can baptize, their force is fired and we revive them again. There's numbers here. You can volunteer your service, even for an hour, help a pastor another. Anything you guys can do, remember a package to a poor person, do a mixer. Whatever you can do. Your potatoes for us. Anything. Everyone you can, give it to Yeshua. They have a seductive fund. Let them get involved. Rabbi Palmer goes to this, Rabbi Shepard, Rabbi Burnout, and Rabbi Bigden goes to this. Rabbi, I need to see this.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to give you a growth for them, so I'll leave you. Rabbi, when I was in a house for 8 days, Rabbi Miller gave me a growth. Look, I'm giving you that, like, live long.
Amen.
Gentlemen, thank you. Hello. I'm Chaim Ben Shifra. Make sure you don't hurt me. Think of me, you'll be bad, okay? Chaim Ben Shifra. Thank you.
Go ahead. Okay.
Have a good day, Jeff. Thank
you. Off your head.
Thank you. Have a good day, gentlemen.
So just to review again, the Karbi Pesach doesn't exist as manazeh. The Marib is manazeh. The Marib says Mechaladeh is only with the Rabbanim. The Matzib is manazeh is a machloikis amaroim. The Efev the amaroim were of the opinion that Matzib is manazeh is the same as Marib is manazeh. The Matzib is only the Raisa as a share of the Pisco in conjunction with the Karbi Pesach, according to the Rambam. Well, this Manship is Hamid Vashaykhaim, according to Tosfos. So according to those who hold that Mara doesn't, Mara and Mata are only with the Rabbanan, and Karban Pesach is non-existent, So the Gemara says that the mitzvah of Sipitzis Mitzrayim also was non-existent in our Torah. Because the mitzvah of Sipitzis Mitzrayim says in Chumri, Fa'avizeh Asa Hashem Li, we got to the Vinso B'yom Ha'uleimah, Fa'avizeh Asa Hashem Li, B'seisim in Mitzrayim. Fa'avizeh Lo Amarta, V'sho Sheish Matzamar, Menachem Lepanecha. The word Zeh, the Gemara Darshan, the word Zeh means something that you mara be'ezra, that you point to, and you show the other, the listener, what it is. So the Gemara says, when HaKadosh Baruch Hu told the Moshe Rabbeinu, HaChodesh HaZeh Lachem, Rosh Chodoshim, that he showed him the Levana. Kazeh Rei V'Kadesh. And when the Rebbeinu Shalom told Moshe Rabbeinu, Zeh Yitnu Kol Ha'ivar Al-Apkudim, the Matzah Shekel, so he showed him a Madbeah Shalesh. And when Moshe Rabbeinu was in his Kashya, the Maisah HaMenorah, so HaKadosh Baruch Hu showed him the Zeh Maisah HaMenorah, he showed him a Menorah Shalesh also, he showed him a Menorah. Whenever it says Zeh, it means something that you can show. So the one who's speaking is able to see, and he demonstrates and he shows to the listener something. So here it says, Bavuzeh, Asa Hashem Li, to the one who's telling the Haggadah has to be able to see. The Gemara says, Asum was Potem Ilan Haggadah, a person who's blind, can't see, is not Mughiyas to say Haggadah, Menat Torah. And he only has the mitzvah of Haggadah deraisa if he has some of the mitzvah samayla. Bavuzeh, La Marta, Bishosh, Shesh, Matzah, Mar, Menachem, Lefanecha. He has to have either Korban Pesach, or Matzah, Mar, or something. If Bizmanazeh, the Korban Pesach doesn't exist, the Matzah is only the Rabban, the Mor is only the Rabban, so there is no Bavuzeh. So then there's no Sipikis and Sraim in Atar. So the Gemara says Sipikis and Sraim will only be with the Rabban. So the Gemara says that Bizman Ha'amaroim, the Talmidim used to stay in the Yeshiva for Leil Pesach, and the Rosh Yeshiva would make a Seder, and he would recite the whole Haggadah, and all the students would be Yosef with Shemei Akonah. Just like we have to practice by Kiddush and Avdolah. One person says the Kiddush and Avdolah, and everybody else is Yosef, so they had to practice by the whole Sipik Tzitz Mitzrayim. One person said, oh, but it's certain, everybody else is Yosef with Shemei Akonah. So the Gemara says, but we have a Mishnah in Rosh Hashanah, and in the third parish that says, Mishnei Mishli V'Dovor, and Moshi Asarabim Midei Chayvosam. The one can only be Moshi the others. The Shemei Akonah is the one who's blowing Shofar, the one who's reading Parsha Zohar, or the one who's saying Kiddush and Abdullah is a Mechli B'dover. If he himself is not Mechli B'dover, he cannot be Mechli to the other. So the Gemara says that on one occasion, one year, they asked the Talmidim, who said the Haggadah in Rav Yosef's Yeshiva? So they said, Rav Yosef said. Rav Yosef was a Sagi Nohar. Then they asked him, who said the Haggadah in Rav Sheshis's Yeshiva? They said, Rav Sheshis. Rav Sheshis is also a Sagi Nohar. So the Gemara says, how can they say the Haggadah to be Mechli to the Talmidim? If they were blind, then they're not Mechli even out there, because Babuzeh means only one is able to see, like Ben Sarah Mora. It says, the name is Zeh Sarah Mora. So the name is Zeh means Prat Yisunim. If either parent is blind on both eyes and they can't see, then there's no Din of Ben Sarah Mora. And they have to be able to see. And then they hold the sun, they say, the name is Zeh. And they point to the sun, the name is Zeh. They have to be able to see and they have to be holding the thing. So the Gemara says the same over here. Baba Zeh, La Masi Elof, the person is saying the Haggadah is able to see. And he points either to the Korban Pesach or to the Matzah or to the Mar. But Bizmanazah, there is no Korban Pesach. And the Matzah and Mar only exist in the Rabbana. The Abakosis is only in the Rabbana. The Karpas is only in the Rabbana. Charesis, everything is only in the Rabbana. So there is no Babazah. So on the level of the Raisa, you're not Mukhiv in the Haggadah. True, they hold that there's a Chiv Haggadah in the Rabbana. But you don't have to point to anything. You can't say over here, the Gemara says, you can't say, call the Tikkun Rabbana came, the Raisa Tikkun. Just like on the level of the Raisa, you have to be able to see. And the Summa is taught there, so too, when they instituted Haggadah with Rabbana, you have to be able to see. What do you have to see? There's nothing to see. There is no Korban Pesach. There is no Matamar on the level of the Raisa. So the Gemara says, that's why these Amoraim, Rav Sheshes and Rav Yosef, they held like this opinion that we don't pass on. They held, that's what the Gemara says. They held that Matzah Bizmanazeh is the Rabbanim. Like Mora Bizmanazeh is the Rabbanim. So Matzah doesn't exist Menatar, Mora doesn't exist Menatar, Korban Pesach doesn't exist, period. So there's nothing to talk about Babazeh. So the Sipri Tzis Mitzrayim is a Chiyah Bishov on everybody. The Sumim with those who are able to see all have the same Chiyah. It's all a Chiyah in the Rabbanim. So he can be Maitre the others. But Halacha Lamaisah, the Gemara concludes, we don't pass him like that. We pass him that Matzah Bizmanazeh is the Raisa. The Rambam writes it's an independent mitzvah. Murr, he writes, he's not going to count as a mitzvah. Murr is only a way to enhance the Kiyama mitzvah of Korban Pesach. The way to fulfill the mitzvah of Korban Pesach, Bishon Russo, is with Hashem. The Murr is a Hashem in the mitzvah. But Murr doesn't exist as a separate mitzvah, but Matzah, the Rambam calls it both Hashem in the mitzvah to enhance the Kiyama mitzvah of Korban Pesach. well as a mitzvah b'shneiach. That's what he writes. He's going to count mitzvahs korban Pesach, achidus korban Pesach as a mitzvah. Shchitus ha-Pesach is one mitzvah, and achidus ha-Pesach another mitzvah. Find the two mitzvahs. Then he's going to count mitzvahs achilas matzah as a second mitzvah. Not going to count achilas mara. He explains both in the Arach HaZok and in the Sefer Mitzvahs, because mara is only half shared the pisach, but matzahs both have shared the pisach and as a mitzvah b'shneiach. So that's why we pass in Lalocha that Batman's manager is their raisa. So there is a Babu there. So the Tum was Potom, he learned the Haggadah. Tum was only Chayvin Haggadah in the Rabbana. He's Potom in Atar because he can't see the Matzah. He can't see it, so he can't point to it to say Babu Zel or Asa Hashem Lee to say Sumer Mitzvah. So let's say Asuma is manager, the grandfather's Asuma, and he's gonna say the whole Haggadah to be mercy all of the name God. So that's not allowed. Because we pass on Aloha, that as soon as Taka Patam Elohim HaGod, it's only Chayim and the Rabbam. And the other people are Chayim and Atar. So you cannot be Moitzi the other. Moitzi is Rav Yesi from Rav Sheishis, who recited the HaGod to the Yesi of the Talmidim, despite the fact that they were Sumim, is because they went to Shittos, and they were of the opinion that Matzah is not as the Rabbam. So the HaGod is only with the Rabbam, everything. There is no Babu Zeh. And they held that as soon as Bismanazah is just as Mukhib as everybody else. It doesn't make sense to say, called the Tikkun Rabbanim came there as a Tikkun, when the institute is the Chiyuv HaGadim and the Rabbanim Bismanazah, the institute that as soon as should be Potter. Why should the institute that as soon as should be Potter? If there's no there anyway, there's nothing to point to. There's nothing more Bismanazah. That's what they hold. But we hold La Locha not so. We hold that Matzah Bismanazah is the Raisa, so HaGadah is the Raisa. And a Summa would be Potter, so the Summa should not be the one to be Motzi the Rabbi Midechai Vosom. It's Megel Alocha for the Kiddush, because in the Shulchan Aruch it says that the Kiddush on Pesach night is a double Tiyum. Not only is it Kiddush like every Shabbos and Yom Tov, it's the first of the Arba Tosis. It's the beginning of the Sifrei Yetzirah Mitzrayim. Because we say in the Kiddush, we say Pesach is Manchei Rusenu. And we say Ashabach Abanim Kolam Ramana Kolosh Rikishonim Mitzvaysav. That's the Hitzelti the Gaalti V'Lakachti. That's the Lakachti Eschem Lidiyam B'Chiris Yisrael. Those are the Dalad Gula, the Dalad Moshen Shal Gula that the Midrashim and the Yerushalmi talk about. So that's one of the themes of the Kiddush. So the Kiddush is the beginning of the Sifrei Yetzirah Mitzrayim. So that's why it says in the Shulchan Aruch that all year long, the Gemara says in Brachas all year long, you can say Kiddush Mevod Yom. You can say Kiddush before the sun goes down, after Plag HaMincha. And the Kiddush has to be Memachim Suda, so you have to start eating right away. But on Pesach night, the Shulchan Aruch paskins that on Pesach night, you cannot begin to say Kiddush the rest of Pesach the Chavis. Because the Kiddush on Pesach night is a double kiyum. Number one is Kiddush, and number two, it's the first of the Abakosis, and the Haskalah of the CPCS and Shine. The Gemara says that the mitzvah of CPCS and Shine on Pesach night was instituted in the Rabbanon, the mitzvah and Aser, but the Chachamim instituted that you should fulfill it in the Mizgeret, in the framework of the four brachas halakos. The bracha of Kiddush, the second bracha of Asher Dialon, with all of Hashem, with all of Yisrael, the third bracha of Sichas HaMazin, but we also say, No Devacha Alshar, it's Yisrael and Yeret and Shine, it's Yisrael and Beis HaVodim. We thank HaKadosh Baruch Hu for Yitzias Mitzrayim. And the fourth bracha halakos is Bichas Hashir, when you say Nishmas and Yalalucha, and Hoi Devacha Hashem Kitab Kidu Yalam Chazdoi, and everything else, the rest of the Haggadah is within the framework of these four brachas halakos. So the Kiddush on Pesach night is not just the Kiddush like all year long. Let's say all year long, you're always Mechaber the grandfather says Kiddush, and he's a Saginar. So there's one opinion among the Tanaim, the Rav Yudah, one version of Rav Yudah, Baba Kama, Daf Pei Zayin, that assume is Potam and Amid. So we don't deal with Tanaim like that. The Rav Arishan Pashim that Asuma has the same Chiyuv Mitzvah as anybody else. But on Pesach night, the Gemara says the Asuma is Potter from Haggadah, because he can't say Baba Zeh. And the Kiddush is the first line in the Haggadah. The Kiddush is supposed to be the beginning of the Sifrei Yetzirah. So that's why the Asuma, the grandfather can say Kiddush, not but he shouldn't say Kiddush to be mercy everybody else. That's the others are able to see. Because the Mishenim Chuyi B'Dover Eina Motzi Yosarabi Midei Chai Vosom. We assume that not. Can you fulfill those mitzvahs of secret Christian shrine? Yeah, we assume that not.
Also
yeah, we assume all the mitzvahs of Laila have to be Dasha Balaila. The Rabbi Shannon Mahal didn't give me time for the best of this month of death also. Not all the Rishonim agree. But we have accepted a lot of the opinion of the Taisus in the beginning of Arabic Shochim, that the office of Basa Balaila is Amin Zafka Balaila, and not only is that true regarding the Basa, it's true by Erech Tochel Matzah, the Matzah, and all of the Mitzvahs of Balaila, and Atarim, and the Rabban, and the people with Arabic Taisus, all the Mitzvahs have to be Zafka Balaila. It's the same Zman as the... same Zman as the Korban Pesach. In fact, the Gemara has a discussion in the end of Tochim. There is a din in the Mishnah that you have to finish eating the Korban Pesach by midnight, by Chatzos. So the Gemara in Brachis in the first Perek and the Gemara in Zochim presents the Machlekes Rabbi Akiva and Rabbi Lozim and Azariah, was it that din that you have to finish the Korban Pesach by midnight, is that a din that right? Or is that only a din with the Rabban? Maybe it's only a Gzeira with the Rabbanan, like by Chatzos and Oshem, that you have to finish by Chatzos to Deir Lachachet and Sodom and Aviv. Because if you allow people to eat even after Chatzos, they'll continue to eat even after Alos HaShachar. Because it's pitch black outside after Alos HaShachar. It's very hard to tell that it's Alos HaShachar. And that'll be a Nikud Kares. That'll be nicer already. So should we say that the Yisra to eat from Pesach after Chatzos is a Gzeira with the Rabbanan? Maybe he'll come to eat it after Los HaShachar. Or should we assume now that Chatzos are over here by Korban Pesach is a din deraisa? Why? So Rav Lozman and Azariah holds. Machlokes Rav Akiva and Rav Lozman and Azariah holds that Chatzos is a din deraisa because it says Yochlos Habasa Balayla Hazeh. And that phrase Balayla Hazeh appears by Makkos Kores. Now the Arthur the Eretz Mitzrayim Balayla Hazeh, the case is called the Eretz Mitzrayim. And the Makkos Kores occurred as Chatzos, so maybe the Yochlos Habasa Balayla Hazeh requires that in Atari you should finish eating the Korban Pesach by Chatzos. So the Gemara Brachis in the first Perek and the Gemara in Nezah on the Kohen quotes, that's the Machlokes Rav Akiva and Rav Lozman ben Azariah, but the Chatzos by Korban Pesach is the Raisa the Rabban. The Gemara says in Ezel Mekayim that the Mishnah, the Stam Mishnah in Ezel Mekayim, holds like Rav Lozman ben Azariah, that is the Raisa. So it says in a double negative, it says, HaPesach ein olechal elo ad Chatzos. It says that's a sharp statement. When they only eat Korban Pesach prior to Chatzos. You should say, you're not allowed to eat Korban Pesach after Chatzos. The fact that it has a double negative, HaPesach ein olechal elo ad Chatzos, so leads the Gemara to understand that it's a real din deraisa. So the Gemara says, the Masis Mani Rav Lozman ben Azariah, the Yal that Chatzos is deraisa. So that's why there's a Machlokes HaRishonim. If you have a Stam Mishnah like Rav Lozman ben Azariah, and usually we assume halacha to Stam Mishnah, so maybe that should lead us to believe that we should pass not Rav Lozman ben Azariah. And the Rambam holds not so. He says this in the end of stuff and thinks maybe we should pass him like the Stam Mishnah like Rav Lozman ben Azariah. The Rambam says no. You ignore the Stam Mishnah. We know Habachik Rabbi Akiva Mechaveirov, and the din is like Rabbi Akiva that Chatzos is only a din medirabon, it's not a din medirabon. What's in Afkemina? We don't have a Korban Pesach anyway, and even if we would have a Korban Pesach, I don't mind you're not allowed to eat it, that's a Chatzos. He's a menatar medirabon. So what's in Afkemina? Whether Chatzos halayla, that you have to finish the Korban Pesach by midnight, whether it's a din deraisa, a din derabon. So the more the end of Sochem says in Afkemina is, what about when it gets to eating matzah, that's a Chatzos halayla? Some people start to say they're late and then they finish extremely late. They don't get to eat the matzah to say the bracha halachitis matzah till after midnight. So is that acceptable? Is it okay to eat matzah after chatzos halayla? So the Gemara in the end of Sochem says it depends. If chatzos is only a gzeira midirabbanan by Korban Pesach, it's not a din deraisa. And the reason for the gzeira derabbanan is kedei laharchik esa odom minhu aveira. So then it's only by Korban Pesach, because you're afraid that if you allow the people to continue to eat the Korban Pesach by Laila after Chatzos, then they continue to eat even after Alos HaShachar. They'll be able to eat the Karas of eating Noisa. But what would be the great tragedy, let's say, you'll allow people to eat the Matzah after Chatzos. The person, by mistake, will not begin to eat the Matzah until after Alos HaShachar. So he won't be able to eat the Mitzvah Matzah. So the world won't come to an end. He won't be doing an Aveira. It'll turn out he wasn't able to eat the Mitzvah Matzah. It'll turn out that he ate before Shabbat. He ate before Shabbat. Okay. It's not as bad as eating noisa. It's not five cards because of eating. There's some Hasidim who always eat before Shabbat. Some people always eat before Shabbat. It's not the same as eating noisa. Nobody eats noisa. It'll turn out that he said a bracha of Atola. Sheikh Kedishanah bin Mitzvah is one of Alachidos Matza. Is a bracha of Atola. So Tosafot Sheet is that bracha of Atola is only the Rabbanan. So the Gemara implies that if the din of Chatzos, that you have to finish the Korban Pesach by Chatzos, is only a din of the Rabbanon, then the Gemara is came out with Eirish there in the end of Sochem that that din of the Rabbanon is only instituted by Korban Pesach, it was not instituted by Matzah. Then it would be permissible to eat Matzah after Chatzos. But if you hold it, Chatzos HaLaila is a din deraisa by Korban Pesach, Then we have a hekesh between matzah and korban pesach, because it says matzah in Rome yochluhu. You should eat the matzah and mor in conjunction with the korban pesach. So just like the korban pesach must be eaten by chatzos min haTorah, so too the hekesh will teach us that the matzah has to be completed by chatzos alayim min haTorah. So that's already a machlokes hatanoi. That's what the Gemara says. That depends on the machlokes of Akiva, Ablozim, and Azari. If chatzos is deraisa by the korban pesach, then it even carries over to matzah. So you're supposed to finish eating the matzah by chatzos. But if chatzos is only the rabbanon by the korban pesach, there has no application at all by matzah. So that's the machlokes taken in the Rambam. How do we pass them? Do we pass them like Rabbi Akiva? Do we pass them like Rabbi Ablozim and Azari? The Balei HaTesis had a practice. They followed Rashi's opinion. Rashi came up with an Einfal, an original idea, that you only yotzei the matzah on Lel HaPesach if the matzah was baked Erev Pesach in the afternoon. So what do you do when Erev Pesach falls on Hashem, so you can't bake the matzah? So the Balei HaTesis used to bake the matzah Lel HaSeder. Lel HaSeder. The Jews didn't have their own oven to bake, so they used to rent space by the Goyim to bake. Saturday night, this Sunday, by the Roman Catholics, they wouldn't let you rent space. Would we rent out our factories to the Goyim that they should do work on Shabbos? Yom Tov, Shabbos, we wouldn't do it, so they wouldn't do it either. So in the days of the Balei HaTesis, the religious, the pious Catholics would not rent out the use of their oven to the Jews on Saturday night, Sunday, so they wouldn't let them bake. So they had a bribe, one of the Catholic wasn't so religious, and they had to drive one Catholic in the city, and they would all take turns baking their matzah mitzvah in his oven. They would bake in shifts. They would bake the matzah mitzvah in the oven of one of the Catholics quietly. They wouldn't all go in together, else they would, the Catholics would stone it. It was over on the religion. So they would sneak in quietly and bake. So the Balei HaTesis is right. A lot of times they didn't get to bake the matzah till after chazal. They didn't begin to say that till 2 o'clock in the morning. They held la halacha that the din is that you can eat the matzah. They followed that shita that you can eat the matzah even after chatzos lahatzina. And the Shulchan Aruch they recommend, because of the machlokes between Tosfos and the Rambam, different Balei HaTesis held different shitas. Whether you're talking like Rav Lozman and Azari or not, so lahatzina you should avoid. You should hurry up. Lahatzina one should avoid eating the matzah after chatzos. But then the Shulchan Aruch even quotes the Ramah quotes from the Ran and Megillah. That not only should one be careful to finish the matzah before chatzos, you should finish all the avakosis before chatzos. Avakosis? Wow. Avakosis is the end of the last bracha. You should finish the whole haggadah. Finish the whole haggadah. Echad miyadeh, that you can say after chatzos. Chaggadah, that can be after chatzos. But finish drinking the fourth cup of wine by chatzos. It's quite a chumrah that not only do you say that all the mitzvahs halayla have the same zman as Korban Pesach when you get to the Haskolas Hazman, you shouldn't begin that because you shouldn't begin sleeping this and trying until after Tzeis HaKechavim, but you should finish by Chatzos. All the mitzvahs halal should be finished by Chatzos. So that's there are more quotes that than there are in Megillah. That's quite a chumrah. Most people do not observe that, but what they do, what the reasonable sheet in Shulchan Aruch is, that you should try to finish the Afikamim by Chatzos. Because the Rashbam and the Taisus are of the opinion that the Kaiman is the Ikan Mitzvah's Matzah. So and the Gemara says that whatever this man, if the Korban Pesach has to be eaten by Chatzos, so the Matzah has to be eaten by Chatzos. So that's why there are more who are makbid on completing the Kaiman by Chatzos than are, this is only Iran. Iran and Megillah should even try to be makbid to finish all the Abakosis by midnight by Chatzos.